All right, guys, to be completely honest, I know we talked about prep for this year's turkey season, but we didn't do much. About March, Carson and I probably walked two of his properties in total, looking for turkey sign, and we didn't find much. We actually think a lot of the birds were still in their winter patterns, which was kind of makes sense because it was still pretty cold up until mid-March for us.
Yeah, definitely a colder March this year.
Yeah, no, totally. I think that had an impact on just the birds not moving to our spots, so we saw a lot less sign than we expected. We did move. We moved a bunch of cameras around, and we started getting pictures like after our spring break. I think right. That was like when we really started to get them. And I mean,
it started out good. I remember we switched up cameras, and about 3 hours later after moving cameras, because you're going crazy. We had like we had a long beard on camera like 12 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Some of these spots, I mean, the birds decide to show up and go sunbathing middle of the day. I mean, they hate moving early in the morning, late at night when you'd expect them to be moving. But let me tell you what, they move like crazy during the day.
Yeah, it's crazy where going to school, you can only hunt about like 8
in the morning. Yeah, 8 in the morning.
In the morning, then we got after school sports, so you can't really hunt. We don't have an afternoon season yet, but we can't really hunt till like 3 to 5, depending on the day. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it gets about 8:30, 9:30,
all the birds start moving, and we just get to watch them from the classroom. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But as far as preseason prep goes, I did a lot of listening about a week and a half before the season started, and Carson actually came out with me a few times, too.
Yeah.
We started hearing gobbles probably a week before the season. I went out maybe two times and didn't hear a thing, like, way early, but... right around, I'd say, April 6th or 7th, like that, I went out and listened. I heard actually a good number of gobbles on the farm that we kind of expected to hear gobbles from. Wasn't much of a surprise for us.
You guys are running out. So there's two main farms that we kind of hunt that we use turkey hunt on. So we have one farm where it always, like, sounds good. It sounds like a great day every single day. You get out there, and you'll probably hear five or six birds gobbling.
Yeah.
You get all hyped up. And it usually lets you down.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, it's a big letdown. It kind of, yeah.
And it's the same thing over and over again. But the second property, you expect much, and it's just a total letdown. You don't even get your hopes up,
to be honest. It might be the smartest species of turkeys I've ever met in my entire life. I mean, they don't gobble. They don't move. They move at the weirdest times. You know what I mean? They hate decoys. They hate the sound of calling. And our calling doesn't suck because we've called in birds on other farms. It's just these very odd birds here. They're super henned up all throughout the year. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you guys, like, run down. First year ever turkey hunting, we had this tom. We probably, like, 150 yards. We had a Jake and a hen decoy set out. And we're gobbling. We hit Yelp, all that, try to get the... Tom to come in, and Tom was just kind of scared of the Jake for some reason, didn't really want to approach it, kind of just walked off, kind of just didn't even try.
Yeah, no, it was honestly pitiful, because my friend had a big camera, and he got a real close up of that, and it was one of the biggest turkeys I've ever seen, so it really doesn't make sense.
Great bird, but it's like...
Yeah.
They're all submissive, don't gobble at all. And
yeah, I don't understand it, and like, there's also a lot of people that hunt that property, so it definitely makes it tough. But,
I think almost every single time we hunted there, I don't think I heard a gobble at all.
I may have heard one time, but at the same time, after not hearing a bird for a while, you kind of go crazy and imagine stuff. So that's probably more than likely what happened. Let's see. Oh, for the trail camera pictures, I don't know if we touched on this too much, but most of the birds have been henned up. We've been seeing them in huge groups for the most part. Actually, now closer towards middle of the season, we've been seeing a lot more solo toms and everything like that.
Yeah, solo duotoms.
Yeah. So less hens, which is really good for hunting. I think it's actually going to start picking up for us here soon. But first few weeks of the season and before the season, it really was really, really tough because of the hens.
Yeah, then we've been starting to get some fake turkeys on camera too.
A bunch of fake faked baby turkeys as well.
Yeah, with the... trail cameras that we use. I use Moultrie Mobile.
Oh, sponsor us, please.
Yes, sponsor us, please. But so one thing I like about, I don't know if other trail cameras do this, but they send notifications of the type of animal they see on camera.
Yeah.
And whenever a goose or fake turkey walks out on camera, it'll give a notification a turkey's been spotted on your camera.
Yeah.
And that's exciting until you open it and you see
it's a goose.
Yeah. So... they've been coming around a lot lately. Been kind of annoying. You try to listen for turkeys and you just hear...
geese honking. It's yeah. ridiculous.
That's definitely one tough thing.
There. Yeah, but
it's and funny. I don't know where they are during goose season though.
Oh yeah, I didn't see them at all during hunting season for geese.
It's like we got a hen and Jake set up. Next you know, it almost looks like you have two geese cupping in right to the turkey decoys. And you wonder what the world's going on and how they'd never do that during goose season. Yeah. But yeah.
I'm going through the pictures right now from this morning. Carson and I went hunting this morning and we had to leave at 8 in the morning, and there was Tom literally where we were standing on the trail camera at 9:45 in the morning. Yeah. So,
yeah. So a little later than 9:30, but like...
But same deal. And yeah, I can go back through the entire past week, and it's the same exact story from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. There's a bird.
Yeah.
And it's a Tom, not just a hen. It's a big bird.
That's another thing this year. So this year... I don't think I've been seeing too many Jakes. It's like
I have not seen a single Jake in person at all. I've seen them on cameras, but less than normal.
I think I've seen maybe one, maybe two Jakes total this year. Definitely Toms outnumber it. Problem with Toms, just I usually find them 300 yards away in a field. And
yeah, they're pretty smart.
And can't do too much about that. But yeah. Start talking about the
I think we're probably gonna go on to the next segment now. That's probably all I think we did before preseason in preparation for the turkey. So stay tuned to listen to the story of Carson's first bird from last year before we prep you for my first bird from this year.
The second segment.
All right, so last year probably the first couple weeks didn't start out too well, but going about every morning, didn't really see anything. Probably had, actually, beginning of the season, I started out.
Don't even get me started with this.
So we had a hen, and we were on a hen Jake decoy, and found a good spot on the farm where all turkeys gobble, and get out there. We have, I think, three hens run out.
Yeah.
And yeah, Tom following right up before.
I had the Tom down the barrel of my gun. He was just behind some really thick brush.
He was not down
the barrel of your gun. He was down the barrel of my gun. I saw his beard dragging the ground.
He did not see the Tom. It was still probably 2 yards in the woods. So he probably
I saw his beard.
Maybe he could see me here.
I could hear him drumming and spitting everything like
but
that.
But he walked out before that, I'm pretty sure, right? He walked out before then walked back in, then he like kind of turned.
Oh yeah.
So we didn't know it was a Tom, but we had these three hens walk out, and I'm like, I get excited, I'm kind of shaking a little bit, and next thing you know, they start
They started putting. Why they started putting? I thought we were all protected and everything like that. We were in this great hidden spot. It was all luscious and green, everything like that. And we're all happy. I'm excited. I'm seeing turkeys. Like, it was like almost opening day. I mean, seriously, the first time Carson and I hunted together that year, like 3 days into the season. And these three hens walk out. Tom's about to clear the bushes. And I just hear one of them putt. I look over to my left. Carson's face is showing like the moon. He, I think, did you forget your face mask, or did it fall down, or forgot to put it up, or something like that?
I honestly forgot, but I just like to point out the part where he said the Tom was about to walk out. He was still in the woods, so just throwing that out there.
Okay, yeah. But, anyways, he was going to come out eventually because the hens were in the field. And so the second the one putted, they all looked up, and they all stared at Carson's big white face staring at them.
I had a decent tan.
And I look out, and I look over to my left, in utter disappointment as I watch three hens and a gobbler run off as fast as they can away from us, across the field, and then seeing them never again, because Carson's face mask fell. Anyways, fast forward about 2 weeks later.
I'll say a bit later that day, I'm going to say I learned my lesson. I bought a bucket hat. Came with like a
face mask. Yeah,
that's been the good too.
Yeah,
I haven't really like spooked. It's been working out.
It's been working really good for me.
Yeah, I had probably a hen, probably 3 to 5 yards away from me this year.
Yeah, that is true.
Did not see me somehow. I don't know how, but So fast forward, got full like ghillie suit now, making sure I'm not spotted.
I made sure he couldn't get.
It's kind of a pain to be honest with all the briars getting caught on it. But so let's fast forward. We're hunting another day, and right before school, early morning, Got a gobbler probably like 200-300 yards left of us in the trees, kind of communicating with it. And next thing you know, I hear like a sound. He gets off the trees, gets on the field, kind of starts coming at us pretty quick. Then, you know, keep on calling back and forth. We're communicating. And finally, I see his beer. So excited.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And slowly watch him come in, communicating. Then,
I was behind Carson. And I just watched this bird walk right in front of his gun barrel. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. He was full strut the whole time. Mm. I could hear he was spitting the whole time, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, then made sure I learned from past experiences, but made sure my Aria aimed in right next to the decoy.
Oh yeah.
So I'll get in that story after this, but aimed in right at the decoy, and as soon as I saw like the tom moving, or I was aiming left of the decoy, but as soon as the tom walked in, had my barrel on his head, you kind of hit like a call yelp.
Yeah, I yelped twice or so and picked his head right up, and Carson absolutely hammered him.
Yeah, then, you know, I had to test out my 40-yard dash. I thought it was like probably a 20-yard shot.
It seemed a lot closer than it was.
And oh my, I watched the video. I felt I was running for a long time that video, but there you go, got it to him, made sure did not get away or anything.
What,
you know,
what was it, a 10.5-inch beard?
Yeah, I think 10.75.
10.75, so almost 11. What were the spurs? I don't even remember. One and an eighth or something like that.
Yeah,
that sound about right. So maybe, a good 2-year-old bird, 100%. And he gobbled good off the roost. I mean, we didn't want him to gobble that much because he was already hot and coming right to us, you know. So
yeah,
but definitely
pretty good. That was about the only experience I didn't have another experience. So last year I did use like a red dot. I tried some new. Everyone else, all my friends were using it. So it's like red dot looks cool. Let's use a red dot.
Yeah.
But I definitely had some. I stopped using it this year, kind of for like one reason. I know. I kind of got I really just want to kill a bird towards the end of the season. I had a Jake. And I knew he was right around the corner of the tree, so I was like, perfect. I'm just going to try to run around the corner, aim in at him, and shoot.
Spot and start.
Yeah, so I run around the corner and aim. And, like, I swear I turned on my red dot before that. I aim in, my red dot's not on. You know, it's 20 yards. I didn't feel safe taking shots, so I kind of just had to pass on it. And that definitely
made you mad.
Yeah, it definitely made me mad. Yeah. So.
It's a good decision, then.
Just kind of stuck with the bead this year. Hopefully that's going to work out in the future.
It's a good choice.
Then to get to the story, I think first year ever hunting, we were hunting the woods.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I forgot we were hunting with.
We were not only hunting the woods, we came after school at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was 30-mile-an-hour winds. And we were dumb enough to go sit in the woods and start calling with a foam decoy in a spot we've never turkey hunted before.
But low-key, it ended up being a good spot. So we get out there. Then I think we had two Jakes come in all the way off to the right side. And I didn't really know what to do because I did not expect turkeys coming. And my gun was not up at all.
What happened was, Carson and I were sitting next to each other. Carson had the gun. I didn't have anything. And we're sitting like 10 yards away from our decoy, dumber than can be. And I look up and I just see these two Jakes walking right in. I'm just I'm like, Carson, turkey. And we look up and these two suckers are coming right on in, stupidest Jakes could be. And I mean, God, we're like, I mean, it was like 10 minutes into our hunt. We like lucky as could be. And I mean, we were caught with our pants down, like Carson has gun down, and it was just like, oh my God. So anyways,
Then I try to get the gun up.
And they just spooked.
Yeah, they spooked. Then we had a bad occurrence last day of season that year too. We got excited, had a Jake running in. We're like, oh my God, we're about to kill a Jake.
We almost got shot.
Not really. I feel like
We got yelled at by a dude that he had no right to yell at us, but
on my own property. Yeah, but Jake starts running at us, just get all excited, next thing you know, truck comes around the corner. We're like, oh, that probably explains it.
Yeah, that's probably why he's moving so fast.
Then I had my gun off safety because I thought I had Jake coming right in towards us, barrel loaded, and this dude walks right in front of my barrel. I had it rested on ground blind, walks and starts yelling at us.
Yeah.
And I was...
Yeah.
But, that's probably the last time I had turkey on the ground blind, though.
No, I don't do it. It's not very fun.
It just, for me, it just doesn't feel right. Kind of like...
It's kind of boring a little bit, you know?
It's kind of more fun finding the spot, sitting down. That's...
And just, I mean, being face-to-face with the birds is pretty sick.
And also the way... So, another story about a turkey I killed. So, I think we got out there pretty late, and we were both kind of clueless on what to do. So, we kind of picked the spot, kind of stood there. And I think he hit an owl or crow call or something like that. Mm-hmm. And just we were waiting for gobbles, trying to figure out where to set up. And then once we heard a gobble, we kind of ran to the spot and set up. That's honestly been working pretty well.
Yeah, no, I think that's my favorite way to do it, unless you roost them the night before. All right. Well, that's the story of Carson's first bird. We're going to tell the story of my bird. That was from Carson's bird, was from last year. We're about to tell the story of my bird from opening day this year. April 18th or 17th or whatever day it was. So stay tuned for that.
Hey guys, make sure to stop by Rain Acres to get handfuls of beer and corn. This is the best place for the Rain brew and specialty Rain corn. Make sure to stop by while supplies last. The third segment.
All right guys, welcome back. We're gonna be talking about my first turkey, first long-eared actually. I shot a Jake on youth weekend a few years ago with my dad, but since then, I've been pretty unlucky with the toms. So, opening day this year, Carson and I are amped up. I already told my mom that I'm going in late to school, everything like that. I mean, him and I are really excited. We think we have a good spot picked out. I mean, seriously, it seems like everything's going to go right. Well, we get out there early in the morning, and we start listening. We hear birds gobbling, and all of a sudden, we're set up, and we're pretty close to birds. I think it's a good setup, and all of a sudden, we hear some yelping. It sounds pretty human-like. Coming from about 300 yards away in front of us. And this spot traditionally has a bit of an issue with people hunting the property they aren't supposed to be. And we hear some yelping. And I'm like, maybe it's a turkey over there.
We did also see some lights before that.
Did see some lights. So I was a bit, I was really hoping it was a car and then a real turkey. But that was definitely wishful thinking. But anyways, and then we heard a crow call. And we decided to ditch the birds that we roosted on and go talk to the guy who was not supposed to be on the property before he potentially shot us. Once we settled that with him, we went down the tack stitch that he was set up on because he said he heard another hunter, and it was actually a real hen, so that was pretty cool. We had that thing walk into like 15 yards away from us, fucking
cool.
It was
bottom from 100 and kind of just walked right in.
Yeah, she came right in. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Kind of got scared when she didn't see a decoy, then had a fox.
And almost had a fox eater, but she got away. She was all good, you know?
Yeah.
She was all good. All right. And then next, what do we do next? Oh, we walked back around and we started...
We went down to the tack stitch.
Yeah, the tack stitch, yeah. So we went down to this tack stitch on the other side of the farm, and it's like a real swampy area, and so literally went to this...
And that's where you did your scouting, like...
Yeah, I actually did a lot of scouting in this area, so I thought it was a pretty turkey-y-looking spot. Get in there, and literally, we pick out a tree to sit down, and if we hear a gobble, and I'm like, all right, Carson, I'm going to call real quick. I cut, like, maybe two or three times, and we have two birds hammer, like, 100 yards away from us.
And they cut you off, too.
Yeah, right? it was automatic, and we were like, oh, my God. It's, like, 7:20 in the morning. So we sit down, and, I mean, for the next hour and 20 minutes, I mean, it's seriously, like, I didn't call basically at all, and they were just hung up, walking back and forth, like, 80. They came in close to 60, but through some thick brush. But 80 to 60 yards away from us, walking back and forth, gobbling their heads off. Like, I mean, I'm so serious. And it was two toms, two different birds.
And that was after. We had more off to the other side of us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we heard crazy amounts of
and
birds.
I was like, oh, my God, we're probably about double up first day of the season.
Yeah, no, we were very hopeful. And then, for whatever reason, they just
We heard another gobble, and probably sound same turkey, probably 150 yards away. And
they kind of lost interest, I think. But, I mean, we didn't want to be too aggressive because it was the first day of the season, you know?
Yeah.
So, what is it? It's like 9 o'clock by now. We're like, all right, we got to start heading back to school. So, we go to check this one field, right?
Kind of start walking around.
Yeah, just kind of looking around, seeing what to do. Probably 9:15 rolls around after we check a bunch of spots, call them, nothing happening. So, we're thinking we might go check another farm, might head back to school, depending on what we got to do. We walk out to this big main field. We usually don't see turkeys in. They're usually in like the back left corner, not the main part of it. Well, there was a big old tom standing 30 yards away from us that if we'd been paying attention, totally could have killed him. So that kind of sucked.
It wasn't definitely 30, probably like...
It was probably more like 50, 60, but... Do you think it was further?
Yeah, no, because we were like halfway down Texas Ridge. Okay. And he was probably like 20 yards in the barley.
Well, anyways, all I saw was this big old redhead running straight away from us and this beard dangling as he's running. Yeah. That was frustrating.
Into like a woods, kind of like a smaller separate field where we... Didn't really see too much.
So. Yeah, no, there wasn't really, there was much sign in there, so we didn't really want to hunt.
And it's kind of right next to where we parked our truck, so we didn't really expect much. So, like, all right, let's just walk back. But then as we're walking by, I forgot, it was either me or you peeked around the corner.
I think it was you who looked, and then somebody saw a hen, and then we were like, oh, okay, well, it's just a hen in there. And then we walked a little bit further just to peek, and there was this tom strutted up in the field with the hen. We're like, oh, my God. But it's like 9:20 at this point, something like that.
Yeah, 9:29. Yeah, probably 9:20. And I had to probably leave.
Carson had to leave at 9:30. Like realistically.
I think 9:40, somewhere around there, 9:35.
Was your cut, like for sure. But like, hard cut off.
But that's after I had to change, get all that stuff.
Exactly.
So we're gonna have to come in close.
So with a little time to spare, and we confirmed it's a longbeard, I grabbed the Reaper decoy that we had. Grab my shotgun and start crawling on my belly towards this turkey. He's like 100 yards away from me. Probably 100 yards, right?
Yeah, 120.
Yeah, 120, yeah.
You don't really crawl. You kind of like sit there for like solid.
Oh, well, yeah. So I was kind of deciding if I wanted to go or wanted the bird to come to me. And so I kind of sit there for a little bit. And finally, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. I get out into the field and I start hearing this hen to my left start cutting. So I start cutting, and then the hen that was in the field with the gobbler, she starts cutting. So I'm really trying to make her mad, really trying to fire her up. And it starts working, because as I'm crawling to the hen starts crawling to me, or starts walking to me, and this gobbler gets so mad. He runs straight at me, and I mean, seriously, I look up from this decoy, because I was crawling for so long. This thing is no more than 15 yards away from me. I get on my knees with my gun. I'm so shook. I don't even know what to do. And I absolutely whiff him. Completely miss his head by like...
Captured on a shot camera.
Yeah, captured on camera. And then he flies off and I shoot him 25 yards flying in the air. So
that was
a pretty good makeup shot.
Headshot.
Literally as good as it gets.
And dropped him.
So that was my first turkey.
And he was dead on the spot and kind of rushed and picked it up, got pictures and...
We went to school.
Out of there in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And that's the story of my first turkey. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay tuned for next episode, all right? Catch you later. See ya. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to another Spike Hunters podcast. That is the end. Hope you guys enjoyed the topics today, learning about the stories. Good luck with the rest of you guys' seasons and tune in for the next episode. We will most likely be talking about fishing because turkey season is coming to an end soon. Thanks again and see you guys next time.